This is the VOA Special English Technology Report. We have all witnessed the power of social media. It helped elect Barack Obama president in 2008. It also helped to support popular revolutions in 2010 and 11 that forced several longtime rulers from office. Now, research suggests that social networks could have an even greater effect on elections, helping to increase the number of people who vote. The new report appeared in the journal Nature. It estimates that about 1/3 of a million more people voted in America's 2010 congressional elections, all because of a single message on Facebook. James Fowler is a political science professor at the University of California, San Diego. He led the research in partnership with Facebook's data science team. They studied the effect of a get-out-the-vote message on more than 60 million Facebook users. The social network placed the message at the top of their Facebook news feeds on Election Day 2010.
And in the message, there was a button that says, I voted. There was also a link that you could click on that allowed you to look up your polling place. And in some of the messages, we also showed people the pictures of their friends who had clicked on the I voted button earlier in the day.
We spoke to Professor Fowler on Skype. He says the team later compared this information to publicly available voting records.
And one of the remarkable things that we found was that when we were comparing the people who received these messages to the people who received no messages, the people who saw the message without the faces of their friends actually voted at exactly the same rate as the people who saw no message at all. But the people who saw faces of their friends, they actually voted more.
The researchers say the results of the study show that the message directly influenced about 60,000 extra people to go and vote. Even more importantly, says Professor Fowler, the friends of the people who saw the message also were influenced to vote. He says this led an additional 280,000 people to take part in the elections. As a result, the message influenced a total of 340,000 people. And Professor Fowler says the experiment led to an even more interesting finding. It is that in the world of social networking, like in the real world, not all friends are equal.
It wasn't all of these online connections that matter. The average person on Facebook today has about 150 friends. And when we just looked at the close friends, those closest 10 people on Facebook, we found that they were driving the whole effect, that all of the extra 208,000 voters were coming from just 10 out of your 150 friends.
The researchers say the study suggests that voting is a social behavior. They say social networking may be the best way to get more people involved in the democratic process. And they think this is not only true in politics, but in other areas as well, including public health. And that's the VOA Special English Technology Report, written by June Sims. I'm Steve Ember.